pleasure to be visiting today with Mr. George Thompson from Bell County on Farmer's Voice. And Mr. Thompson, you might just tell us a little bit about George Thompson, you, your farming operation, a little bit about you, your and everything going on there in Bell County.
Well, we've got a small farm operation here, and we've actually done it since I was a boy. The farm that I live on is a farm that my great grandfather actually bought in the early 1800s, and we've been here. My family's been here on this land since then, and my grandkids live on a piece of it. So it's been here a long time. Our roots run real deep, and we've always had some cattle. Not a real big herd, but somewhere we've always run somewhere around anywhere from 15 to 25 cattle on our place, and I've done it. Even when I was in high school, we had cattle back when I was a boy that we had to milk, and I'd milk 4 or 5 cows in the morning before I went to school. So I've done it all my life, and even in my I'm retired now, and I'm a retired educator, and even while I was teaching and school administrator, we kept cattle here the whole time, my whole life. So it's in our blood, and the roots run real deep here.
Tell us about how big's the farm. What are some other things you guys raise on the farm?
Well, what we have here is about 100 acres, more or less. That's how it's listed on the deed, and about 65% of it is woodland, and the other percentage is hills and pasture land. And we use we don't do any hay on our own farm. We travel and have to be a little bit nimble to go get the hay, but in the area here. But we pasture all of ours, and have been doing that for years. And we do have a high tunnel greenhouse that we grow strawberries. And man, they're starting to really come on now. And usually around the last of April, the month of May, we every other day we pick, and we'll get several gallons. And the good thing is that we don't have to set up a stand to wait for people to come by and buy it. People know we've got strawberries, and they'll call way ahead. They'll call months ahead sometimes to get their name on a list, and they'll order so many quarts and gallons of strawberries. And when we get them picked on a given day, we'll call them and say, come get them. And it works out real well for us.
How'd you guys get started? How'd you get started in the strawberry business?
Well, I forget what the name of the federal program was, but they a few years ago, it's been about seven years ago, if you put up a little bit of money, they put up the rest and put in a high tunnel greenhouse. And I originally was going to grow tomatoes, and my wife talked me into doing strawberries. Probably the best thing I ever did, and so we do strawberries. It's amazing how a 33-by-72 foot high tunnel greenhouse, how many strawberries come out of that thing? I mean, and they come in typically a little bit earlier than the ones growing outside. And I tell you, just like the forecast for Friday, the hard freezes are given for the eastern part of the state here. It's awful good to have them in a high tunnel, or you can close it off. And I use kerosene heaters and keep it warm enough where that blooms and the berries don't freeze, and you can protect them a lot easier in a high tunnel than you can if they were just out. And you're trying to put straw stuff over top of them.
You mentioned your strawberries and cattle. So tell them about your cattle on the farm too.
Well, we don't run that many. Most of ours are Angus, and we've got our bull is a registered Angus bull, and we've got most of them are the Angus. Some of them are Gelby Angus, they're balancers, which kind of gets the best of both worlds. They're good milkers, and they are dang good mommies, and we try to keep hardy big cattle, and they raise good calves. And we kind of keep if we've got one that's not raising a real good calf, we'll try to cull her, and we'll try to pick up another one somewhere off of a farm. I rarely buy one out off of a stall now. We just rather go to a farm where we know they've had all their shots and everything, and talk to the owner and go that route rather than going to a sale to try to pick up one that we would use to raise some young calves with.
You might just tell us, you mentioned you had a career in education. Tell us about your career in education there.
Well, I was a biology teacher in high school. I taught for 9 years, And then out of a, I don't know, a stroke of luck, it probably would have never happened again in 100 years, I became the extra principal at Bell County High School. And I was principal there for 10 years. And then I was went to the district office and worked there for several years as a, you know, as a district administrator. And then ended up being superintendent for 8 years. So I've been through the from top to bottom kind of on it. And I'll say I enjoyed every minute of it. And I guess my favorite part was when I was principal at the high school. That was just a great time, hard job, but a good time. Good work. You're right there with kids every day. And I tell you, you know, since we've been retired, my wife and I retired at the same time. She was a teacher as well. And when we retired, we said, well, we're done with school. And we've been putting our focus on our farming. And I do like, I enjoyed it, like I said, as an educator and being around kids and the teachers and all the folks that work at school, bus drivers and everybody. And but I sure enjoy being out here on the farm. And just like right now with this COVID-19 and all the restrictions and things, you know, you stay at home. Well, you know, when you've got 100 acres to stay at home, you've got pretty good room to spread out.
Right.
And I can't imagine being trapped in some of these apartment buildings in some of these big cities that people are in. I'd go nuts, probably.
Yeah, but, I understand.
But being on a farm, I mean, you know, again, I think farmers are, they talk to God every day. And you get closer to God and out on the land than otherwise sometimes, I believe.
Tell me a little bit, obviously, farming today in 2020 has its challenges. What are some of the big challenges out there on the farm for you, Mr. Thompson?
Well, I mean, it's expensive, you know. Of course, cattle prices are down, and we actually sold some feeders this past weekend. And, I mean, we dropped them off at the sale, and I think we get the check today, so I don't really know what they brought, but I know I'm not real excited about what they brought, but we about had to get rid of them because our pasture was getting a little bit limited. And and you have to get money for, you know, you have to pay fertilizing things that you put down. So, you know, it's expenses. The equipment, I've got a couple of tractors, and, you know, one's a New Holland 1075 that I, you know, the upkeep on it's pretty high, and I'd like to get a new one. There's the high, and you have to get into this new exhaust, the DEF and all that, and I'd rather not do that, but, you know, getting by a piece of equipment, it's unbelievable what, you know, it takes my breath sometimes when I start pricing things, like you're looking at a new round baler or a rake or something that you really need to replace, and it's hard to do that when you're just running, you know, a few head of cattle and selling a few strawberries.
Mm,
but,
exactly.
You know, again, it's the cost. It's not the work. I enjoy the work most of the time. If when all the equipment's running great, I love it. It's when the stuff tires up, you get kind of irritated. And my older brother, he gets real ill about it when things tire up. But now, I hadn't mentioned that my son and my brother, oldest brother, we all do the farming together. My son's a educator. He's a teacher at Bell County Area Vocational Center, and my oldest brother is a retired educator as well, so we're all teachers, and we like to farm, and again, we work at it together.
Well, tell me what is the thing that you really enjoy about the farm? What do you like about being on the farm now?
Well, I like working for me. I've had to work for somebody else my whole life, and I like working for me, and I tell you, you know, you get out in some of the bigger fields that we cut hay in, and, you know, you just, again, as long as the equipment's working okay, letting that this mower go and just start cutting those rounds, that's always been something special for me to be able to do that. And, you know, just the freedom that you've got being a farmer. And, you know, I don't do it for a living. That takes off some of the pressure. You know, I try to make some money out of it, but my meals don't depend on whether we get a 20 cents more on a hundred for or a pound for our cattle. So that takes the pressure off, like I'm saying, and I can do it, and it's more than a hobby farm, but it's it's still, it's more, again, you don't have that pressure that if I was doing it for a living and trying to make ends meet, and I'd have to lease a whole lot more land and have a whole lot more cattle to be able to do that. And what I've got, I can get my arms around. Even though, like our hay land, we have to travel here in Bell County. I don't know if you're familiar with Bell County, but there's a lot of hills here, and we pasture the hills and we hay the bottom land, and every bit of the hay that we cut is in the floodplain. And so, you know, we've had some pretty high water this year. So again, you got to be a little nimble, like I'm saying. We've got to be able to haul our equipment to where the hay is, and then we haul the equipment back, haul the hay back to this farm where we feed it out in the wintertime.
So, you know, obviously some good challenge, good time too, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, since I've been retired, we've expanded. I mean, I cut three times more hay than I did back when I was working. I mean, I didn't have time.
Sure,
and,
sure.
It's good when weather and the equipment, everything's working together. Can't be better.
That's right. I agree. You know, to me, and this is.